أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. This is the surah, Surah Al-Tariq. And at the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of the skies and a oath of the star, which is known as Tariq. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, what will explain to you what is the star, At-Tariq? Allah ta'ala says, it is a very shining star that shines very brightly. So after taking these qasams of this, which was explained previously, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala states the jawabi qasam, that for what that qasam, that oath was taken. In kullu nafsi lamma alayha hafiz, koi ji nahi jis par nahi ek nagihban, that there isn't any soul, but that there is a farishta, an angel that is on that soul, guarding the soul. There are different types of malaika that are working all the time in the world with every human being also. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِن خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala has put malaika to protect us. But when Allah's decree, the taqdeer, there is taqdeer-e mubram and taqdeer-e muallaq. Taqdeer, that if you do this, then that will happen. And the other taqdeer, that has to happen to you. It is written and it is going to happen. So the one is that a person reads his du'as, he gets protected. And the other is that what has been written and it's been final for a person, that will come and it will meet out and it will reach that person. So there are malaika that are protecting us all the time. But when that final decree of Allah wants to come, like we are driving, we took all the precautions. But if the accident is written for a person, then the malaika also move away. And then they are not there, and then that thing comes to pass, and it comes over a person. So a person, so this is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And these malaika are there to protect us all the time. Otherwise, a person cannot for one split second also be alive. With all the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everything what is happening, for example, just the roads are still a far example, but that's a visible example which we can see. All the traffic which is on the road, etc. Then you get negligent drivers also, you get pedestrians also who perhaps just want to cross anywhere. All these things happen. It is only these malaika who are protecting us. And further than that, a little bit further, which we can think, our own human body. As the blood is flowing in the body, the brain is functioning, the kidneys are functioning. All this is by the order of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has appointed malaika to see to the correct functioning of all this. If they withdraw for one moment also, then we find a problem in the kidney, we find a problem in the brain, we find a problem in any part of the body. Just like that, in the traffic also, all the time. As long as Allah's order is there for protection, we are protected. So this taqdeer also, it overtakes a person. What is written for a person, it is written and it will overtake a person. And we have to be always on our guard and begging of Allah Ta'ala for protection. We must never think we are independent and I can protect myself. It's impossible for a human being to protect himself. And for our protection, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with the great deen of Islam. And we should follow on the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then we get this protection from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Where we falter, then Allah has even kept that for us, that we human beings, we are going to falter. So Allah has allowed us the great, great institution of Tawbah and Istighfar. Then a person must resort to Tawbah and Istighfar. But when he becomes big-headed and he feels that I can just do and everything is in my control, then he faces difficulties and hardships in his life. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, after taking the qasam of the heavens, of the skies, and of this particularly the star which is known as Tariq, And Allah Ta'ala says that it is a very shining star. Then Allah Ta'ala explains that every soul has got this protector over him. And when that protection is removed, that is when an accident takes place. That is when a person makes a slip of the tongue, which we call, and he makes big, big mistakes. So a person is all the time dependent on Allah Ta'ala, and he must seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And that is what is called a banda, a slave of Allah. Never be proud that I can do this, I achieve this. This is when problems start hitting a person right in the face. All the time, if we are humble and we turn to Allah and we ask His protection, then Allah Ta'ala will grant us that protection. And taqdeer, also there is the one type that is mu'allaq. That is, if you do this, this will happen. And mubram is that taqdeer that is written and it will happen to a person. All this explains that man is subservient to Allah. No man is Allah himself. That I can do in my life, I can achieve this, I will do this, nothing whatsoever. We are dependent on Allah Ta'ala at all times. And that is a wise insan who submits to the commands and wills of Allah Ta'ala and fully fulfills. He tries his best to fulfill the commands of Allah, and Allah has opened the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar wide open. And we must continuously be making Tawbah and Istighfar. Many times we think we are doing the right thing, but we are doing a very wrong thing. So we must ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness at all times. Then Allah Ta'ala helps a person and guides a person. And when a person feels, I'm Allah myself, I don't need guidance, I know how to do things, I achieve my way, I get my way done, then Allah's help goes away. Then these farishtas also move away. When Allah has determined to now punish a person or whatever, then the farishtas also at that time move away from a person. And then he does not have the protection of the farishtas, he doesn't have the guidance. All the time, malaika also telling us, do this, do, they guide us towards righteousness. Shayateen are there also, and they are telling us the wrong things to do. So if we are humble, the malaika take over and control, and a person gets saved. But when we become proud, which is a very big evil in itself, then the malaika at the appointed times, they also move away, and the shayateen take over, then a person faces all the problems which come in his life. So we must realize our humility, humbleness, turn to Allah Ta'ala at all times for His help. May Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq, and may Allah keep us in His protection at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana.